A trip to Super Bowl 47 will be on the line in Sunday's Pro Football Conference Championship games. In the NFC, the Atlanta Falcons will host the San Francisco 49ers. Over in the AFC, our very own New England Patriots will battle their familiar rivals, the Baltimore Ravens, on the Pats' home turf at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Peter King covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated. He joins us to preview the games. Peter, welcome back.
Thank you, Robin.
And pretty entertaining so far. The Ravens' comeback win over Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos in double overtime, and then the Falcons' last-second win over the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. So do you think this weekend's going to be equally exciting?
I don't see how it can be. I mean, you know, last weekend was incredible. I've been covering the NFL for 29 years, and the game I saw in Denver is right up there, the top two or three playoff games I've ever covered in my life. You know, a couple of legends, Peyton Manning and Ray Lewis, going at each other. And add to that, Robin, about an hour and a half after the game, I'm in the empty Ravens locker room, and here comes Peyton Manning to hug Ray Lewis and wish him well, because this is Ray Lewis's last year, and to wish him well into retirement.
Ray Lewis, the Ravens linebacker. Oh, to be a fly on that wall. That sounds very sweet. Okay, so goodbye. It's not going to be exciting from here on out. But what do you think about the games coming up? You got Matt Ryan quarterbacking for Atlanta, Colin Kaepernick for San Francisco, Ryan the veteran, Kaepernick in the playoffs for the first time. So your thoughts?
What this postseason is going to do is it's going to bring at least one more really good young quarterback into the spotlight, because in the NFC you've got Kaepernick, who over the weekend in San Francisco had one of the best playoff games a quarterback's ever had, ran for 181 yards and was just an electric presence throughout. Matt Ryan, who is in his fifth year, been knocking at the door and just has never gotten there yet. He won his first playoff game last weekend. So you've really got a couple of good, young, charismatic players who are trying to get into the stratum where Tom Brady is, where Peyton Manning is.
Well, speaking of Tom Brady, our Patriots quarterback, and everybody here is speaking of him, the game on Sunday is going to be a rematch of a couple of games. Last year's AFC Championship, the Pats won, but also there was a game earlier this season, the Ravens won. So what do you think?
If you look at the last three games the Patriots and Ravens have played, the Patriots have won two of them, but they've all been close. And Joe Flacco, the Ravens quarterback, statistically has outplayed Tom Brady in their last three meetings.
Yeah.
Obviously, winning is all that counts. But Flacco is one of these good young quarterbacks who, you know, like Matt Ryan, he was drafted the same year as Matt Ryan of the Falcons, is trying to get to Tom Brady's level. Robin, I think one of the most interesting things about a guy like Joe Flacco is Flacco just doesn't care. I mean, he realizes that none of us on the outside world have anything to do whether he succeeds or fails.
Okay, but enough about Joe Flacco. Who's the quarterback?
About our guy, Tom
Brady.
Right.
Well, and this isn't, you know, going to add anything good to Brady's column. He's missing tight end Rob Gronkowski out because of an arm injury.
Well, he is, Robin, but I would just say this. I'd caution everybody to not make too big a deal of that, because in the five games this year that Rob Gronkowski was missing with that broken forearm, the Patriots averaged exactly 1 point less per game than they averaged playing with Gronkowski. The secret to Bill Belichick is that he's only married to one guy on offense, and that's Tom Brady. If Brady goes, they're not winning the Super Bowl, but as long as Brady is there, he'll surround them with enough quality guys on offense to be able to win big. And Brady continues to do so.
But who do you think is going to win really big? I'm talking Super Bowl, and no offense, but when we talked to you preseason, your picks were, I think, the Green Bay Packers.
I picked Green Bay to beat Denver. So
yeah.
Last weekend, I had my psyche smashed into submission. And you know, I really think it's going to be a New England-San Francisco Super Bowl. But there's a lot of fun if the other two teams win, too, except in New England, because I want to see Matt Ryan on the big stage, and I'm interested in Joe Flacco and Ray Lewis getting there, too. So I think any one of these matchups would be a lot of fun in New Orleans in 3 weeks.
Well, we'll see. Peter King, that covers the NFL for Sports Illustrated. Peter, thanks as always.
Hey, my pleasure, Robin. Thank you.
Okay, take a quick break, and when we come back, Paul Rykoff, founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, he's sitting right here. Do you have questions for him? Are you a vet? Tweet me, at Here and Now Robin. We'd love to hear from you. We will hear from him in 30 seconds, Here and Now.